Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having one of our favorite folks on the planet back on the show. He's a 19-year member of our Brain Trust. In his 20th year with us, Dr. Arki Chankute, one of the leading experts on trust in the galaxy, my trust mentor, author of Built on Trust, which is still the greatest book on trust that I've ever seen. I wish you could see my copy. It's basically destroyed from using it so much. He's our good friend, Arki. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. Arki, one of the things that keeps happening is it's just a fascinating thing for me to watch. And I'd like to think I've always had this sense about me, but you've helped me develop it to a lot greater degree and put it more on my radar over the last 20 years. And that is the fact that when markets were born, the first time somebody said, let's quit fighting and start doing business, trust was born. Thousands of years ago, millennia ago, trust was born. And that was a primitive time. That was proto-market. And yet here we are, 10,000 years later, from mammoth to mobile to cryptocurrency, crypto everything. And here we are all this time in the middle of a deadly pandemic, and trust is not only still the nexus of all of our interactions, it's more valuable and sought after than ever before. That's a fascinating phenomenon to me.
Yes, it is critical. And now, with the circumstances that we find ourselves facing, it is life and death, as well as life and death of our businesses, life and death of our families, and of ourselves. It is truly, truly, it's the best in my adult lifetime, the most dramatic opportunity that I have ever seen.
And isn't it, if you think about it, two things. Number one, because trust is such a ubiquitous element in our lives, we tend to not, it tends not to be in our thoughts much. We just, it's sort of like breathing or electricity. You plug something in a wall, you expect it to work. You take a breath, you expect to get oxygen. You meet somebody, you expect trust. And to some degree, we it's such a part of our lives that I think we don't value it. We don't place the value on it that it should have. What do you think? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah. No, I think that's right. We don't stay conscious of it. It's another way to say what you just said. Trust is confidence. It's dual. It's confidence. That's emotional. And it's a track record. It means that promise is kept. Trust is the result of resolving us versus them dynamics. I mean, us versus them, very common in business. You know, marketing has their agenda, and product development has their agenda, which are different. Now, that's a potential conflict, and it could be an us or them. You know, if you start blaming, you know, marketing blames, they're always in a hurry over there. You know, marketing, all they want to do is make money, and the product development people, they just have to be perfect and so forth. Yeah. And if it stays blame like that, it just stays in a conflict. If it's resolved, that's where the money is. That's where your business success and your success in life, by the way, exists in that them versus us conflict. And that's why today we have such a great opportunity facing us. Them versus us, you know, these are regular people. This is you and me.
These are not
bad people, not the Republicans, not the Democrats, not the anybody.
Although they should all read your book, the politicians on both sides. But the other thing, though, that's beautiful about trust is when it exists and when it is vibrant and it is delivered, it can become like pavement that we count on to drive our cars on. It is the conduit through which we do business with each other, and it's also a lever. Trust saves time. Trust ensures quality. Trust allows me to not worry, so I can worry about something else. What do you think?
That's right. And if your culture is established on the value of trust as one of its main pillars, that's internal now. That your leadership has to want that and go along with that. But that's where your money is in that conflict. And if the culture says in the business, what we do is we resolve these things.
And you and I have seen businesses fail because they couldn't resolve the trust issues inside. It cost them so much money, they were not able to be to sustain themselves. Quick break. Right back with Arki Chankute, talking more about trust after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.